Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And today I'm here with Penny Chaisson. And you know what? We've got a really cool thing for you. But first, let me tell you, if you're watching these videos anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there because along with these videos on calbanyan.com, we've got additional texts and we got additional links and images that just correspond to this video, outlines, things like that. So, I know some of you are watching this on YouTube and other places like that because sometimes people just share these and post them on other websites, and that's okay with me. All right, let me see here. Oh, so this is my third or fourth video, depending on how you count it. It's the third one in this recording session with Penny. Let me tell you about Penny. If you want to watch her first one, where she talks about her practice, go to video, hypnosis training video 532. Of course, I have my trusty clipboard, so you'll see me looking down sometimes. Let me tell you about Penny in a nutshell. All right. Penny is a five-pather. She's a certified professional hypnosis instructor able to teach my courses in her location in Mississippi. And she is an instructor, which we call CFI, Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructor. She's a nurse anesthetist, having worked in the medical profession for 25 years. And she's felt the pull of hypnosis. The pull of hypnosis. She was hypnotically pulled in to our profession. And so now she's been with us for a while, and she's presented at the National Guild of Hypnotists convention near Boston, Marlborough, and has her own pain management system based on the use of hypnosis. I'm very happy to have her as part of our Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professional Community. She helps and coaches other hypnotists as they have questions. Once you graduate from our class, you become a member of the community, and we've got a journal, we've got special audio programs, we've got a huge, very, very good message board where we support. And she's on there helping new hypnotists as they get started. And you can watch her first appearance on this program by going to the link below or podcast 532. Today, oh man, I tell you, speaking of community support, that's what we're going to be getting into. She says, I want to talk about support after class and how to get started. And we're talking about small support groups and large support groups. And what do you think of that, Penny?
I think that's great, Cal. Thank you for having me back. And I would like to introduce you. Cal is a hypnotist of 22 years. He developed the five-path systematic approach to advanced hypnosis. And he is the thought leader of this community that we're going to talk about here today, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Awesome. All right. So how did you come up with this topic, Penny?
Well, people talk about support after the fact, and I'm in a lot of Facebook groups, and people are always out there looking for support and scripts within those groups. And here within Five Path, we have a great community. We have people who know how we do what we do that we can reach out to, that have that experience, and they can share their experiences with each other so that we can all help each other grow. And it's one of the things that makes Five Path such a cohesive community, and we all grow together.
You know, as you're talking about that, I was thinking about one of the reasons I created a center. Instead of just the Cal Banyan Hypnosis Office, when I first started out, is I never wanted to be the lone hypnotist. And too many of you folks out there, you're the lone hypnotist. You don't know any hypnotists. You don't ever see any other hypnotists. And it can be a lonely profession if you're not in with the right group. And so I started the center where I could have another hypnotist there and another hypnotist there to be structured pretty much like the counseling centers and community health centers I'd worked in when I was doing more psychological type stuff. And so as that continued to grow, because we began to train hypnotists around the world and have them become trainers and train people around the world, I realized that this was an issue, and I put together the different kind of support systems that we have now. It first started off with an email group, and now it's grown into all kinds of really, really good things that I wish they would have had it when I was getting started. What are you finding to be like some of the things that come to mind when you think about the most important support after graduation?
I think it's great to be able to reach out to other people who do what you do to get their perspective, because, you know, there's that old saying, you know, you can't see the forest for the trees. And sometimes when you're in the midst of something and you're having difficulty teasing it out, you can put it out there to your peers and they can give you a different perspective, maybe something that you missed, or maybe it's just that you're needing that reassurance that you are moving along the correct path. And I think one of the most common pieces of advice that we tend to pass along with people is you just need to be really proficient at that first session you're going to do with that client, and then you prepare for the second session, and then you prepare for the next phase and on down the line. So I think that's really a big part of it, is to be able to gain knowledge from the experience of others.
Exactly. Now, you know, one of the things is, because we have community, I'm going to talk a little bit about you guys putting together your own communities, small and large, is that I am not the only person to give value to that community. I'm not the only one writing articles. I'm not the only one putting together audio programs that are part of that community. Having other people doing that kind of work is super important. One of the things, for example, a few weeks ago, I thought, you know what I'd really like to have for all of our grads is a checklist. A checklist for what you have to do to have a home office. Just check, 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 check. Because I think people, they just don't know how to get started. So I said, let's have a checklist for home office. Let's have a checklist for, you know, a professional office outside of the home. And then maybe even an office, a checklist for what you got to do if your practice is going to be predominantly video online sessions. And it didn't take very long, and already we've got a home office checklist. And when I saw it, I said, wow, this is better than anything I could have come up with, because guess what? I don't have a home office. I've always had an office outside of the home. And I was super pleased. What happened is three of the members of our community got together. They wrote down their what they thought was really important, and they merged it together in this really thorough checklist came out that's available forever to all of our members of the International Association of Hypnosis Professionals, the FivePathers. So have you seen that list yet?
I had not taken a look at the list yet, but you know, we have lots of other great resources as well. I mean, Celeste talks about her home office practice and how she makes six figures on her radio channel.
That's right, that's right. So we have also, just met the radio channel. That is, it's just audio programs that experienced FivePathers put together just for the benefit of other FivePathers. So now, some of you folks are not FivePathers. I understand that. So let me just talk in more generic terms. You know, of course, I'd love everyone to become a FivePather, but I understand because of money or you know, where you live and stuff like that, you can't get to a FivePath trainer or FivePath class. So, but wherever you are, please encourage your instructors to do some really professional things. Like, for example, every time I have a class, I strongly encourage everyone in class to get an accountability partner. That's the smallest group you could have, is a group of two. And the accountability partner is that after they graduate, they will meet at an agreed periodic time, once a week, every 2 weeks, or whatever, and they simply exchange their goals for that next period. And then afterwards, they get back to each other, and they share how they did, and they also share what they learned. So that's super powerful. And I think, Penny, you talked about that when you graduated from class, you put together, or a group was put together, of graduates from the particular class, right?
I did not have a group for the class that I was that I was in, what I did was I had coworkers who knew I was going to train as a hypnotist. And I was quite much the lone hypnotist flapping in the breeze, which is how I found your hypnosis, etc. videos.
That's right. You know what? Even if you're the lone hypnotist out there, you're not that lonely because you got me, you got Penny, you got Celeste, you got Erica, you got Brenda, and it just goes on and on with the people that have been on this program. You know what? The people that are on this program, they don't get paid. They don't get the rights to the videos. They just do it for the profession. We want to rise the profession. Good. Well, wouldn't it have been nice if after you got out of class, if some of your classmates would have stayed in communication as a group?
It would have been nice. There were almost 20 of us.
Wow. And so then, but now that you are hooked, connected with the Five Path Association, that makes up for that, correct?
It does. We're almost kind of like family. We're just connected to each other. We understand where we're coming from.
Good, good. All right. So that's why it's so much fun when we go to the NGH convention and we can all see each other. It's like a big class reunion. Isn't that right?
I know. That's what I love about it. The Five Path dinner is my favorite. The convention is great, don't get me wrong, but I love the Five Path dinner.
Okay, I'm going to let you in on something. We're just in the talking about it phases right now, but we're thinking about having a Five Path, not convention, but get together at some other time in the year. Would you be in for that?
You know what? I actually had that idea a few weeks ago, and I was thinking about approaching Maureen about it. Great minds think alike, Cal.
That's right. So we don't know where we're going to do it yet. We don't know how we're going to do it yet, but we're thinking about doing that just because, you know, we know that when we get together, great things happen. Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. Anything else you want to add to this topic?
Well, I just think that it's great that, you know, that you can have community, and no matter what you practice, like you said, there are people watching this who are not Five Pathers. Find people who work within the same modality that you do, so that you have commonalities when you get together. And having an accountability partner is huge. That's something that you're seeing a lot now in the entrepreneurial space. And it's just somebody to help keep you on track, because we can do, I didn't make this term up, but I heard it somewhere, it's called procrastinating. We can get so busy doing things in our office that we consider ourselves working, but we're not actually seeing clients. And if you're not seeing clients, you're not getting paid. So to have that accountability partner, to have that community, that group, to help keep you moving forward, if that's what you need, then, you know, it's great to have.
You got it. You got it. All right, you guys. So you were never meant to be the lone hypnotist. You know, you can join associations. If you're not a Five Pather, you can join other associations. I'm going to say one thing about associations. One of the most important things about association, and we talked, and Penny and I talked a little bit about it, but I didn't want to go into that much depth, and that is they must be ethical. Got to be ethical. And here's the number one ethical thing. Long, long time ago, I decided that if I can't afford to do it right, then I can't afford to do it. And so many times, you know, there's these tempting things like, oh, I'm going to just, you know, not use this software legally, or, you know, I'm going to do this or do this. The problem is it just causes stress, it causes uncertainty, and there's too many people out there that are self-described gurus and that say, you know, oh, I've been in the profession for 25 years. I've been hypnotizing people for 25 years. And if you really query them, you find out they have a very loose definition of what hypnosis is. And, well, you know, they had a daydream once 25 years ago, and they're calling that hypnosis. So one of the things that we do as Five Pathers is we've got this concept, if you can't afford to do it right, then you can't afford to do it. And so really, really check out these people before you go into an organization. National Guild of Hypnotists, very reputable organization. I'm very proud to be associated with them. And, of course, the Five Path Association. All right, anything else you want to say to wrap this up?
Oh, wow, Cal, I think that just about wraps it up. It just reach out to other hypnotists and make those connections, someone who understands where you're coming from, and just help build each other up, build the profession.
Awesome. All right, give them your website and stuff.
Oh, www.genesishypnosismsms.com.
Good, wrap it up.
Well, Cal, thanks for putting this together today. And get out there and, you know, watch the Hypnosis Etc. videos. Find yourself an accountability partner, join a community, and just advance yourself in the profession. Thank you, Cal.
Ah, that was really, really good. Okay, folks out there, you know, we're with you. We really, really want you to be successful. One of the things, in addition to my live course, I just want to mention real quick, because we were talking about some people can't make it to live courses, is that I have the Five Path 2.0 DVD set. It is a recording of a class that I've done, and you can just watch it at your own time, out of the comfort of your home or office. We did a lot of editing to it to get it down to just the most important stuff. So a 7-day course is edited down to the minimum number of hours, so you're not sitting in front of the video player for you know, 6 days, 7 days. Also, you know, people say, well, you know, DVDs, I don't even know if I have a DVD player. If you got a computer, you've probably got a DVD player. You can pick up a DVD player for, you know, $25 to $35. So just go ahead and make that investment and because it's so that you can through these materials. And you can get our Five Path DVD set on calbanion.com. All right, that's it. Thank you all very much. I want to see you in class. I want to see you in the community. See you at the NGH convention. I just want to see you being successful. Cal Banion, signing off.